Hello and welcome to Music Talk, and your host here, DJ Evanowski. And today we're talking with the red hot music sensation of Sequoia Elementary, who rocked the talent show the other night. And I'll let them introduce themselves. Tell us the name of your band.
Silver Coops.
We're Silver, and we're
featuring
Anthony,
Michael,
Jerome,
and Victor.
And why don't you guys start us out by telling us where you got the name Silver Kooks?
Well, Kooks means Kings of Oakland City.
Well, for me,
City is spelled with a K.
Me and Victor came up with this band name, which is called Satan's Troopers, but his mom doesn't like it. So he tried to come up with something else. Right, Victor?
I made up. Yes.
That's what happened.
Okay, yeah. So when did the band become a band?
Well,
last year. Last year, when fourth grade was cool.
Okay, and what influenced you to start a band?
Well, we've been playing rock band and Guitar Hero, but we decided to make a revolution because the Les Paul isn't very good, so we decided to use two Stratocasters and a drum with crash cymbals and a microphone as usual.
Yeah.
Hey, what about your guitarist? You can't leave out me over here. Come on, like,
now, which one?
What about the drums? It gives the whole beat to the music.
What about the singer? He always gives the vocals to everything around.
What about bass? Or else the groove will be gone.
Everything will be
gone. All right, let's talk about the singer for a moment, because Jerome, or what's your name in the band?
Jerome.
Oh, okay.
Very simple.
You had some stage moves out there that reminded some of the older people in the crowd of some rock stars from the old days. Where did you get your moves?
Well, I got my moves from other talent shows, but I've been in talent shows for like 5 years or so.
And who came up with the very cool outfits?
Oh, we just came it up.
We just brought them.
Could you describe them?
Ties.
Very loose ties.
Big ties.
Long sleeve shirts.
Button up.
So we could be handsome.
No, pants.
You did look like a college band. Yeah. I've seen some college bands. And tell us about the music choice. Was that Green Day?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Holiday.
Yeah. Well, we all choose each song, so then we delete two songs that we don't like. So yeah. Anthony and me, we got deleted from our song. It was almost easy and Through the Fire and Flames. So,
but Through the Fire and Flames.
Wait, are these all Green Day songs?
No, this is like Dragon Force and
Dragon Force, Linkin Park,
and Green Day.
And other songs that were in rock bands too, or so.
Like Through the Fire and Flames was too long.
7 minutes. 7 minutes.
7:30.
Take up the whole show.
Showhogger.
Not for nothing.
And
one song
and
inappropriate language in it.
Okay.
And so
we were
finally
trying to be good.
So we chose
Holiday.
The two finalists, which is One
Park
Step Closer and Holiday. So we tried to pick between these songs, but Michael's mom said we said the word shut up, so because little kids don't like to hear that word.
They don't
a lot.
Like to hear beep or
yeah.
beep
right?
or beep beep beep.
Yeah.
So then we decided Holiday.
Holiday.
Has no cursing in it at all.
Yeah, that was a great choice, I thought. I really enjoyed it. Could you talk a little about the crowd and what they were doing and how you felt having that crowd up there by the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Jives everywhere. Hop jives.
Everywhere.
Let's start with Victor, then Michael.
I was on YouTube, and when I saw the crowd was going crazy, somebody pulled Anthony's leg. Oh, I'm sorry.
Somebody pulled Anthony's leg, and I was just going crazy.
Let me just describe the audience in a couple words. Singing, hugging, clapping. Pulling, especially pulling my tie and my dreads, because they're easy to aim for.
Yeah, they're really
hard. It was very energetic. There was people grabbing my legs and arms and trying to pull me off the stage.
My side of the story. When I went out of the crowd, my friend April just towers me out of no reason. Towers me.
So, Anthony, were you going to say more about that?
Somebody tried to pull me off stage, and I really didn't like that.
My leg was almost out in the crowd.
Like this.
They were like sharks.
His
and
drumstick.
I swear.
So what about, did you feel like rock stars?
Yes!
Especially when after the tryouts, we got Little Caesars.
We had our first
annual gig.
That was our first annual gig.
Yeah.
Gig.
Let me go to the 20th annual.
Yeah.
Gig.
Do you have any upcoming performances?
Michael Jackson trying to hook up with
Michael Jackson.
Hey.
Michael's dad.
Michael, your dad is trying to hook us up with another gig.
Say what now?
Okay, another question, which is, I'm very curious about the connection between the video game, what's it called?
Rock Band.
Between Rock Band and real musicians, how many of you actually play an instrument?
Okay,
what do you play?
I play the violin and the drums.
And then you play drums in the performance.
Yes.
You play real drums in the performance?
No,
Anthony? It wasn't real drums?
No, they're the Rock Band drums.
Rock Band one.
Were you really playing them?
I was actually hitting them.
What makes... Are they electronic?
No.
Or are they real drums, acoustic?
They weren't real.
Oh. They weren't real.
They're from a video game.
They're from a video game. Yeah.
So what's the difference? They don't actually make the same sound?
They don't.
On the video game, if you plug it in, it hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you play an instrument, Anthony?
No.
Are you interested in playing
one?
Yes, I am. Which one?
The guitar.
The guitar. Are you going to take lessons?
Maybe.
Okay, Michael?
Well, I've been playing the flute lately, and sometimes I like to... And sometimes I do like to play the saxophone, because it's kind of groovy. And if you haven't noticed, Lisa Simpson from The Simpsons on Fox loves to play the saxophone. So I just got the idea that I should... play woodwind only.
Okay, you're laughing. Okay, I'm interested in playing the trumpets, but so I just like to play trumpets though because I want to play this song that was from Rock Band, which is called Nine in the Afternoon by Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco.
Where do you guys, other than Rock Band, where do you discover new music that you like?
The radio.
You listen to the radio?
YouTube.
You listen to the radio.
YouTube.
What, YouTube?
Mm-hmm. YouTube, Rock Band, Yahoo.
On the street.
Yahoo.
iTunes.
Yahoo.
iTunes. See, iPod brings me information.
Do you go on to iTunes store and just listen to stuff? Or
My dad.
And I buy it.
My dad.
And why don't each of you say your favorite band?
Avenged Sevenfold and All Time Low.
Okay. And Aerosmith, and Hammer, Offspring.
Okay, that's just Jerome.
Green Day, Linkin Park, and Coldplay's, or Coldpleasy.
Okay. Dragon Force and Linkin Park.
And that's Anthony.
Yeah. Okay.
And has this experience made you want to form a real band one day?
Yeah!
Except Jerome's not going to the same school as us.
What school are you going to?
Montero. He goes to Montero also.
Montero and?
Bethany. But we got good news. When we go to the new school, when these folks go to Montero, except for me, they'll find another singer, a girl singer.
What? Yeah. And she.
Maybe with.
No, you need a woman so you can sing Misery Business and That's What You Get and Emergency.
This is real band drama. They're talking about who they're going to have in their band.
Cut.
And I want to thank you all for coming in today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Segregation of the proclamation.
Make sure to catch them at their next gig, which is probably never.